If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From the most trusted journalists at Comedy Central, it's America's only source for news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Ronnie Mann.
A great show for you tonight. The TSA is going DIY. The COVID vaccine meets its biggest fan. And we sent Michael Costa down to the border, and unfortunately, he came back. Plus, my friend Awkwafina is joining me on the show. So let's get into the headlines. Let's begin with the COVID pandemic. Yes, remember that? Next week will be 4 years since the day we started to take it seriously because Tom Hanks got it. Oh no, not Tom. Take Chet instead. But everything's fine now. The CDC just issued new guidance saying that you don't even have to isolate if you get COVID anymore. That's right, you can go ahead and keep coughing into people's faces as long as you feel a little bad about it afterwards. It really feels like no one's trying to avoid COVID anymore. Well, almost no one.
A German man has puzzled scientists after he deliberately got more than 200 COVID-19 vaccinations. 217, to be exact, over 2.5 years. That's a shot every 4 days, roughly.
Of course, scientists are wondering what the effect was on him. First of all, he didn't report any vaccine-related side effects at all. Secondly, his immune response did show an increase in immune cells, but not necessarily a better or worse immune response. And finally, guys, he never got SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID.
So, right, 217 shots, an approach also known as the immune system bukkake. If you laugh at that, you are disgusting. I mean, I know anti-vaxxers are stupid, but let's not overcorrect here, all right? I will say this, though. A lot of people did their own research. This man became his own research. That's commitment. And also a nice change of pace to see Germans doing human experiments on themselves. I'm glad that he didn't suffer any major side effects. But sadly for this guy, doctors still haven't found a cure for being weird as f***. But let's move on to the ongoing crisis in Gaza, where the United States is taking extreme measures to solve a tiny fraction of the problem.
The United States has conducted another airdrop of aid in the Gaza Strip. The mission delivered 36,000 meals in the north, but it's still far below the amount of aid needed for the around 300,000 Palestinians who remained in the northern strip after the Israeli invasion.
Airdrops are probably the least efficient and most expensive way to deliver aid, but it's a last resort, with Israel blocking critical supplies on the ground.
Yes, that's right. America managed to airdrop food around a blockade that Israel built with weapons America gave them. That's good, but wouldn't it be better if the United States just told Israel, just move, move out of the way. We gave you that. We're trying to help people. Get out of the way. Yeah, I don't know. It just seems a lot less efficient to Uber Eats drop food from 1,000 feet up or yelling, hey, don't forget to give us 5 stars. Or maybe, I don't know, America should just invent weapons that only fire food and send those to Israel. That way, when you go to use a tank, it just fires burritos. Efficient and delicious. but let's move on to some domestic news here in America. The TSA is testing out a new way to make airport security even more annoying.
This could be the future of airport security. At the TSA's Innovation Checkpoint at Las Vegas International, travelers are testing new self-service technology for the first time.
The idea is it's supposed to be like a regular TSA checkpoint, except fewer TSA agents and hopefully streamlined.
Do you have everything tucked in, inside your bin?
Yes.
Here, passengers are greeted by a virtual agent.
If you have a question, it's really easy just to talk to the camera, get a very quick answer back.
Real agent, real person.
Right, who doesn't have to physically be in the checkpoint with you. They're still performing the function that we've asked them to perform, but in a different location.
What the f*** is this shit? So it's a regular TSA line, but you added a Zoom meeting? So hey, I said I don't have a bomb. I don't have a bomb. What? What? You're muted. I can't. Oh, wait, sorry, I'm muted. Okay. This isn't gonna work, guys, okay? Because we all know what it's like to work remotely. TSA is gonna be pretending to look for bombs, but they actually have porn open in another tab, right? And even if they do catch someone, what are they gonna do? Order us to tackle ourselves? Hey, I got a solution for you, TSA. It's a new form of technology called open another lane. Just open another lane. In fact, it doesn't even matter what TSA is doing, okay? Because the problem is the people. There's always a guy in line holding everyone up, trying to bring a full suit of armor through the X-ray machine. Oh, I'm sorry, is this metal? But look, none of this even really matters, because once you get through security, there's a good chance the door will fall off your plane anyway, okay? So. And finally, while the TSA is trying to reduce the number of security agents, the New York City subway is getting a shit ton more.
The controversial new plan to address crime on the subway.
1,000 members of the National Guard and state police will join forces with transit cops to conduct bag checks and patrol hundreds of subway stations.
The move by New York's governor follows a reported 45% spike in transit crimes in January.
The NYPD reminds people it is worth taking their long-standing advice on how to stay safe, watch your things, and at least lower the volume on those headsets that you wear or take them out entirely.
Oh, shut up, Mom. I'm definitely not lowering the volume on my music, okay? You think I want to be alone with my thoughts on public transport? I'd rather get stabbed. And look, I'm not saying crime isn't a problem in the New York subway, okay? A 45% spike in transit crimes in January alone is actually kind of impressive. I mean, New York criminals are the only ones keeping their New Year's resolutions. But getting the military to search bags for weapons isn't gonna solve it, okay? Because New Yorkers can make a weapon out of anything. A bottle, a vape, a day-old bagel. It's prison rules down there, okay? Anything can be a shiv if you stab hard enough. Drawing up invasion plans for the C train just feels like you're playing off people's fears, all right? My mom lives in Singapore. She's already worried for me here. She thinks the New York subway is a fistfight to the death every day, when really it's only a fistfight to the death only once or twice a week. For more on this story, let's go to a New York City subway station with Troy Iwata. Troy, what's the mood down there?
It's great, Ronnie. Everyone feels super secure. There's 60 soldiers here, 50 more police. The Coast Guard has a dinghy floating in that gross puddle over there. It is locked down.
Okay, glad to know that people are feeling safe. What are the long-term plans for addressing the root causes of subway crime?
Long-term, those are big words. I don't follow.
I don't know, like mental health treatment, affordable housing.
Oh, those sound like really nice, expensive things. We don't have the money for that.
Okay, but how much did all that National Guard stuff cost?
Don't worry about that. That's military spending, so it doesn't count.
Well, what do you mean it doesn't count? It costs money. Money is money.
Money is money, except money for the military. You know how like calories are calories except when it's your birthday or you're sad? Military money, it just appears when it's needed, you know, like a fairy godmother with a rocket launcher.
I, I, I don't think that's how the military works. But even so, shouldn't we invest in a long-term solution to help people get around safely?
Yeah, I guess we could have the military bring people to work, you know? Have you ever been airdropped into your office? It hurts, but it's fast.
That sounds like it will cost like $1 trillion.
A trillion military dollars. Not my personal dollars.
Where do you think money for the military comes from?
The war prize. When we win the war, you get the war prize.
Okay. You know what, Troy? Just get the train back to the office.
Oh, there are delays. Which we cannot fix because we are broke. Uh-oh! It's a conundrum.
Troy Watt, everybody. When we come back, Michael Costa goes to a border, so don't go away.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
The border crisis is a major issue in this election cycle, but Michael Costa went down to Eagle Pass, Texas to discover another invasion.
Eagle Pass, Texas has become the epicenter of the national immigration debate as over the last year, an unprecedented number of migrants crossed here to apply for asylum. And for many observers, this complex issue can only be summed up in one word.
Invasion.
We are being invaded.
We are being invaded.
We're being invaded.
We're being invaded just like it's a military invasion.
But how are the locals coping with this relentless onslaught?
They've come and taken over the town.
It's our land, and there's just people coming in.
They're causing, havoc and craziness.
There's chaos.
Shouldn't you be welcoming? Don't you have any empathy for the journey they've taken to get here?
They're not welcome. Get the hell out of our place.
You can't move around with seeing them. You can't get a meal in a restaurant. Can't get a hotel room unless you're willing to pay $400.
Wait, who are you talking about right now?
The State Guard from Florida, Tennessee, Arkansas, Idaho.
Oh, what you need to be afraid of is some of these convoys of people.
You're talking about Central American caravans.
Oh, no, we're talking about the people that are invading the country here, not the Mexicans.
The invasion here is from Governor Abbott and the Trumpers and the MAGA people.
Yes, Eagle Pass has been overrun since Governor Greg Abbott declared a crisis at the border and sent in the Texas National Guard, attracting a flood of Republican governors, congressional delegations, and even billionaire weirdos.
This is our taxpayer dollars.
Right.
Being put to use by coming out to Eagle Pass. And what's happened is it's jacked up the hotel prices.
Our room is $370, and they don't even have any hand lotion, Judy.
Understood.
What is your message to the people that want to come down here? And
don't come.
Okay, but be more clear.
Please don't come.
It's not just cool guys in scarves that are being victimized in this conflict, but also local small business owners who resemble Sam Elliott.
Right now, the only people that are going into the water are individuals from the press that want to see how ugly it is out there.
The governor of Texas is here disrupting your job, and you want to deport him.
Get him out, because, yeah. I mean, I'm expected to follow federal law, local law, yeah. state law. I would expect the same thing from our leader of our state.
Sam Elliott and his mustache's concerns were justified because when America sends its people to Eagle Pass, they're not always sending their best. Some, I assume, drove countless hours to sit outside a fence. But why?
This is my land. I'm from Texas.
Yeah.
I'm here to support those people who are fighting for me, my life, my land. Do we have guts enough to defend ourselves? Do we? Now, you're shaking your head. You don't really get skeptical. You're wearing a suit, and you've been successful in the New York media. You know what? You sold your soul to the devil.
If I sold my soul to the devil to be successful in news media, I would be more successful. I wouldn't be sitting here in Eagle Pass, Texas. You think I want to stay at a Marriott Town Plaza with no body lotion?
That sounds like something the devil would say.
Yes, Dan's fashion critique hurt, and his outlook was very confrontational. So I decided to talk to the chairwoman of the County Republican Party for a more measured view.
So we've had this invasion, and it's really turned this town upside down.
You mean from Governor Abbott, from the 13 out-of-state Republican governors, news media such as myself?
No, I'm talking about the illegals, the wetbacks.
And, oh, I'm sorry, what did you call them?
Wetbacks.
Wetbacks. Man, I haven't heard that word in a long time.
Okay, now that you'd gotten that out of her system, I was ready for a more nuanced conversation.
We just want them to come legally through the front door.
Calling them wetbacks to me is not a, we welcome you here.
I want them to come legally. That's what I want. So they aren't wetbacks, so they right. don't have to swim the river. They wouldn't be wetbacks if they didn't.
Obviously, there's some disagreement about whether we should let people from other countries seek refuge here and whether we should refer to them with vintage racist slurs. But has militarizing the border actually worked to keep anyone out? I asked Magali Urbina, whose pecan farm borders the Rio Grande.
I asked them to several times, please don't put the wire up. We don't want it. It's a liability.
Yeah.
And they just came in and they put it up anyhow.
Do you think the fencing and the buoys and the razor wire, do you feel like that's working?
No. No, not at all. The governor's just pushing them out to New Mexico, to Arizona, to California. But guess what? They're still coming in.
So if they haven't solved the migrant crisis, could there be another purpose for the thousands of state guards, miles of barbed wire, and throngs of sunburned politicians in Eagle Pass?
I would have to say it has to do with the fact that it's an election year.
A narrative is being told that creates chaos, scares people. It's what's going to win them the election.
Do you think this issue at the border has a lot to do with Donald Trump's re-election?
Yeah.
You do?
Trump is concerned about the welfare of the people, me, this country. Mm. He's not worried about trying to look good so that he can get elected.
A guy with a golden toilet and a spray tan isn't worried about looking good.
It's a political stunt. The Republican pendejos who don't get a damn.
I minored in Spanish, but I forgot pendejos. Does it mean politician?
Well, it's kind of a heavier word than idiots.
Not as heavy.
Not as heavy as motherfuckers, but heavier than idiot, stupid.
Somewhere between motherfucker and idiot.
I would say so.
As I'd come to understand, the border is a complex issue that affects people's real lives. It's so much more than a photo op. But before I left town, there was one more thing for me to do.
Thank you, Michael. When we come back, Awkwafina will be joining me on the show, so don't go away.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/theshot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey, welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is an Emmy-nominated actor and comedian who stars in the new film Kung Fu Panda 4. Please welcome the one and only Awkwafina. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming. It's good to see you.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, good to see you again. It's great. So, what's this one? This is what, Kung Fu Panda?
Did they give you one like that when you came out?
Yeah, they did. It was even louder when I came out. Right? So, Kung Fu Panda 4, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Good movie.
Great movie. Great movie.
I agree. I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in that movie too.
Oh, yeah, right. Yes, you are in that movie. Yes, you are in that movie.
Yeah, I'm in that movie too. So,
you are in that movie. You are in that movie.
Why don't you. You know, you're doing all this press for it.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot.
No one's asking me any questions about that movie. Why don't you ask me some questions about this movie? I'm in it too. Ask me some questions about it. You want to ask me? Okay, yeah, okay. So he's really good. Okay, I'm going to go out. You're introduced to me as a guest, okay? Just read that. And you can ask me some questions, all right?
You're going to go out?
Yeah, just read from there, okay? Just read there. Come on, all right? And then interview me about this movie. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. Okay, go.
Tonight is a towering figure in comedy, an icon for all Asians, a colossal acting talent who deserves his own action franchise, and my personal hero, who I'm honored to even breathe the same air with. Please welcome Ronnie Chang.
Okay, you hear
so,
that?
Ask
me these questions.
Thank you, traitors. Okay, here we go.
I prepared some questions for you in case you...
Your voice acting is so realistic. Did you go to Juilliard or something?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that. You know, I just think that sometimes with voice acting, you want to, you know, be as natural as you can. So I'm kind of proud to say I didn't have any formal training in it. I just think authenticity is the key to a good... animation.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
100% that. I mean, this year we saw actors take on some incredibly challenging roles with Cillian Murphy or Cillian Murphy in as Oppenheimer, Bradley Cooper as Leonard Bernstein, and Ronnie Chang as Fish in Kung Fu Panda 4. Yeah. How do you? Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Yeah, keep it quiet. Keep it going. Keep it going.
How did you prepare to take on such a big role?
Well, you know, I've been kind of eating fish my whole life, so feel like I knew what this character would really taste like, and I kind of, you know, I channeled that into, I tried to put a little bit of fishiness into.
You live inside a bird.
Yes. In this, spoiler alert. I live in a bird. It's a unique character. You know, it's actually the second marine character to ever appear in a Kung Fu Panda franchise.
Really?
Yeah, second one. Yeah. It's hard to show under aquatic animals in, on land, but we figured it out.
This is the fourth project you've done with me. How does it feel to always be below me on the call sheet?
Okay, you know what?
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't forget. Is that what he says? All right. Anyway. This is the fourth project we've done together.
We have.
We've done so much cool stuff together.
We have.
Yeah, we've done Crazy Rich Asians. We did Shang-Chi.
Together.
We did Kung Fu Panda. Wait, what was the other one? That's three.
Oh, you were on my show.
It's on Awkwafina. Nora from Queens on Comedy Central. Whoops. I was on that. I forgot that was on that show that was on my own network. Thanks for having me on that, by the way.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, you're such a cool icon, you know, from New York City, born and raised, Queens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. What's your connection? Yeah.
Thank you.
What's your connection to New York City?
What do you mean?
I mean,
I was from here. Raised here. I love, you know, bagels and pizza.
Sorry, well, I should have asked the question better. I meant like, you know, you had your family restaurant here, right?
Oh, yeah, right. We had the first Chinese restaurant in Flushing was called Lums.
Whose restaurant was that?
It was my great-grandpa. My great-grandpa Jimmy Lum came over in the 1940s, and then it kind of went out of business in the 80s. But
Reaganomics, yeah. And then,
But
what was the, you grew up in that restaurant?
I grew up in a restaurant because then they had an offshoot after Lum's closed. My grandma opened a new one. So I grew up like in the restaurant and stuff. Like I would eat,
Yeah, so very much
In the kitchen.
Tapestry.
I ate like a scoop of MSG one time, like just, like literally, it was crazy.
Oh, okay.
It was like a crazy. It was nuts, yeah.
Okay, maybe I should try that sometime too. This new, I got to talk you up in this movie a little bit, Kung Fu Panda 4, because you play a Korlak. Korsak fox.
Are you mispronouncing it?
Is that a real animal?
It is a real animal.
Okay,
Korsak. A beautiful Asian fox, yeah.
Yes,
you play
a beautiful Asian fox in Kung Fu Panda 4.
Yes.
That's what you look like over there. And I don't know if I spoil it, but it's a pretty important role in this, because not only are you the second lead, you know, something happens in this movie that, you know, really, it really will change the franchise forever, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know if you can talk about that, but you can't say what's gonna
The spoiler alert?
Yeah, okay.
Well, I think the movie's just, this one, like, I watched it a lot, I was a fan of it, and I'm a huge fan of Jack Black, who's, you know, like kind of reprising this role, and he's really the real deal, and so I think it's now speaking to I think the adults that kind of watched it, and you know them moving on and stuff like change and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
that's great. We kind of really lost steam in this one after the first. Once we started being too sincere, we kind of lost.
Okay.
When we were doing the bid, it was great.
Do you want me to be less sincere?
No. It's okay. We'll edit all this out. Don't worry. We'll go from.
We'll edit it out in post.
I'll give you something for YouTube. We'll just.
Okay.
Okay. So what was it like working with Jack Black?
It was so good. I loved it. I love him. Are you really asking me?
I'm really asking you. Yeah. We'll cut out all the stuff that's bad. Only these people will know.
All, yeah. You're gonna cut. Okay.
We'll cut out everything. We'll start the interview from here.
Okay.
So, what was it like working with Jack Black?
Working with Jack Black is amazing. Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. No, do it. Just do the press thing so we can go home. Do the press thing. Do the. Just say Jack Black's great. Movie's great. And you know, I was like, Just go into press mode. Okay. What's it like working with Jack Black?
You know what, Ronnie? It was so good. And and Kung Fu Panda, for you especially, so good in it,
thank
right?
You. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. Hope we can sell a lot of stuffed animals in that thing.
I don't know, because you would be interested because you have to open the whole bird's mouth.
Yeah, my stuffed animal is actually like two figures in one, so it's like
right,
cost a lot.
That's cool.
Yeah. Also, you know, Jack Black, interestingly, his mother was one of the women who contributed to the NASA Apollo program. She coded the programs that let men go to the moon.
Yeah.
So, you know, way to go, Jack Black's mom.
Totally.
Judith Coleman. Not just a physical genius, you know?
Yeah.
I got to meet him at the premiere, because I'm not famous enough to hang out with you guys in the studio.
You were in the TikTok with them. You got in the TikTok.
Yeah, no, at the premiere. Yeah. I met him at the movie premiere. He was very nice.
I was nice to see you there.
Yeah, you were nice to see me there.
And
he's just such a ball of energy, you know?
He's like
a physical genius. It's very hard to keep up with him. Like,
I mean, he's so funny.
Yeah, he's super funny, very energetic. Also, a bunch of other Asians in this movie.
Yes.
James Hong. No, I meant that sincerely. James Hong's in
it. James Hong, the legend.
Legendary James Hong. Yeah, he's legendary. Like 94, I think. He's still in it.
Yes, I mean, we were at the Grove, and we went up the trolley, and he I think he was doing a bit, but he was like, oh no, there are stairs. But then he I think he was joking, he ran up them.
Oh yeah.
He's like so sprightly, so much energy. It's,
yeah.
It was so cool to run.
Unlike some presidents I know. Yeah, he's still going really strong. And when you hear his voice acting in the movie, you're like, this dude doesn't sound 94 at all.
Yeah.
This guy sounds like, you know.
I think he was the best, other Asian actor
other than,
in the movie.
Other than.
Yeah,
other than,
Ronnie.
Yeah.
No. Ronnie's incredible at it.
All right. Okay. You know what? Let's end this so we can go home. No. It's really good to see you, man. You're honestly the best. I've known you for so long. You've always been really cool to me. Kung Fu Panda 4 is in theaters nationwide on March 8th. Awkwafina, everybody.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
That's our show for tonight. Now here it is, your moment of zen.
We heard from Michelle Obama's staff today that she officially is not running for president.
If you read between the lines, she's not saying she wouldn't agree to be drafted at the convention in Chicago, her hometown. She's saying she's not running for president. So there is a chance, and I'm not just saying that to titillate the audience. Or maybe I am.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.